and dual like so testing. Good evening, this is N2OIQ, not control for the Black Revised Service Net. My name is Dan. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on Boomfield Hampshire Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomfield and Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority times, they can break in any time. We need mercy traffic at this time. The next Boomfield Hampshire Club monthly meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Flat Murder Arts Community Center, 106 Carter Street, Boomfield. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find a net preamble on our website at www.boomfieldarc.com. At a portable, battery-powered, or mobile station with the check-in, please call now. The Echolink stations out there with the check-in, please call now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York. Good evening.
Okay, KD2FPM, Kevin James from Oneonta, New York. Good evening, Kevin. How are you doing this evening?
Hey Dan, KD2FPM here. Just wanted to say hello really quick. I'm kind of unwinding from this afternoon. I was on the other net up in Lowellville a little bit ago and told them about the fact that I installed a replacement satellite radio in my Jeep. My previous one that I had in there since 2006 finally just decided to quit working entirely. So the satellite company was generous enough and hooked me up with a new radio. All I had to do was install it. Once it was installed, call them up to have them basically flashed with a signal to allow it to open up for full usage, and I was golden, so I'm back in business that way. We got about 74 degrees, got 2/10 of an inch of rain today. I had a high of about 81 earlier this afternoon with a lot of humidity, so on that note, I tell you what I'll do. I'll stand back. I'll say 7-3, and I will listen as others check in. This is KD2FM. Back to net control.
Okay, very good, Kevin James, and your report there. Yeah, we had rain here this morning, too. We're still camping at the Whitaker Park in town of Martinsburg. And it started raining here this again, about 5 minutes ago, it was pouring, come down the sheets. So, right now it's kind of letting off of it. I was there for a few minutes. It was raining quite hard and the wind was picking up. But, anyways, very good, Kevin James. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. Is there any other Echolink stations listening to check in? Please call now. This is M20Q, M20YQ, net control for the Black and White Service Net. I'm going to take calls from all members and guests. He's calling now.
M2PSM, good evening, man.
KE2AIT, good evening.
WA2U, good evening.
Okay, we come back up three here quick, N2PFM, giving George, KE2AIT, giving Jeff, and W2U, John. George, good evening, how are you doing this evening?
Well, good evening, Dan, everybody else on the net. Just as you were mentioning about rain before, it just started raining hard here again on the mountainside. Shower did come through around 9:30, quarter to 10 this morning. Only about like what you said, and it was beautiful all day. We got a temperature here of 77 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 57 to 83, and the 83 I think felt more like 93 with the humidity. But to get some more work done here with wood and stuff, and tomorrow going up to the dump with it. Somebody's coming here with me to get a amount of trash in his big pickup. Get that out of here. I got to get the recyclable stuff I'll shove in the back of my van and take that up, because that'll go separate, of course. And then we got to go and cut up a whole bunch of slab wood at a certain place I know about that I'm not giving the handle away about. And bring that home and then cut that into 16-inch lengths for the wood stove. So, and more of that, I can get it free, so why not? But that will take up less than 73, then, 2PFM clear.
Okay, very good, George. I bought the same and everything there, the wood and what all. Yeah, it was hot and humid here today, too. Here in the shade wasn't too bad, but you get out in the sun, oh my gosh. And up here in the park where we're camping, the bugs carry away. But anyways. Okay, George, thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. How you doing this evening?
Good evening, KD2AIT. We're doing all right. Had to work most of the day. Just about done, though. Good. I'm just tired. Ready to go to bed. Not a lot to report. It's a muggy one out there. We don't have any rain here yet in Booneville, though it feels like it could start at any time. So I want to understand we're supposed to get a little bit of rain tonight. Well, at least we're not in a drought. Looks like that's that way. That's about all I have to report. So, KD2AIT, back to net control.
Yeah, okay, very good, Jeff, on your report there this evening. And, yeah, we definitely ain't having a drill, that is for sure. But, we've had quite a bit of rain here lately. But, anyway. But this past weekend, holiday weekend, was fantastic. We get no rain here. I guess east of here, they got rain. But, we a little rain once in a while, I guess it won't hurt us, but, not long as it don't come every day. So, okay, very good, Jeff. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. Give me to you. Good evening, John. How are you and Kathy doing this evening?
Oh, good evening, Dan. WATU and everyone, the sum of multitude here on the Black River Valley service net. Welcome to the jungle, I guess. Boy, I don't know what we have a hygrometer in the living room. I haven't even looked at that, but it's 73 degrees outside. Well, it's summer, and great for the garden. Let's see, what do we do today? Kathy worked on piling the firewood out there, some more of it. I don't know if it was last Friday or Saturday. I put a big pile. I would say it was about 5 foot or close to 6 foot in the middle, and we burned. I cut all the wood at 20 inches to fit in our stove. It'll take 24 inches. Right? 20-inch pieces, so anyways, quite a stack of wood out there, and once you get that all cleared away, then I will go out and block up some more logs. I have about 11 logs left, so that won't take me long to get through. I've got through most of it. Just too hot today and humid to put the helmet on and the ear protection and the chaps and go out there and but tomorrow might be a little bit cooler and breezy. And I worked on, a friend came over, we took our lawnmower up to his house in the garage in case we had any of that wet stuff on. The guy, we took it apart, and we're going to order another carburetor and a filter. And hopefully that'll fix it. If not, we'll go to Plan B, and we'll get another lawnmower. So I was on the internet researching some of that, and had to call a software company to see if they're going to send us off some stuff we need for the computer. And what other things do we've got going on? That's about it. I think just staying. We actually had the in the morning get up and shut all the windows in the house here, and we turn on a dehumidifier. We literally get buckets of water out of the air. Kathy uses that to take care of the plants and stuff, but it makes it a lot cooler inside the house. It's almost as if we had the air conditioning running. So that's that was about it. We've got somebody coming tomorrow. They're picking up the dumpster. We've always had a dumpster because of construction and project. I can't believe how much junk when you get doing contracting. Tomorrow it'll start our 10th dumpster. So guy that was here had a lot of junk, but we're gradually getting rid of it. And we certainly look like a logging yard out there. Guy across the road wants some of the trees that were out by the road that I had taken down. And so I said, you're welcome to him. So he took them, and I guess he's going to make them into boards and stuff. There were about 10 good-sized big trees. I've got enough to deal with the logs besides doing that. So anyways, turn it back over to you, Dan, and what's going on? Oh, this coming Saturday, for those that are, no, Sunday. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, Sunday, there's a ham fest in Cicero, New York, it's the Radio Amateur, the Greater Syracuse Ham Fest, this coming Sunday, the 12th, in Cicero, New York. So I'll turn it back over to you, Dan, and listen to what other people have to say. WATU, back to that.
Okay, very good, John. On your report this evening, 10 dumpsters. Holy smokes. Definitely had a lot of stuff, that's for sure. And everything else there with your wood and stuff. So, some of you and Kathy are really busy there for sure. That's for sure. So, okay, though, John. You guys have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, not control for the Black Device Service Net. But I can pray for the check-ins.
KC2WI.
H2KPR.
Okay, we got KC2WI. Rich, I ain't got your car wrote down my cheat slip. I know you called too, but okay. When I come back to you, you can give me a call again. So anyways, okay, KC2WI, giving. Feet and how's everything with you this evening? It's raining here like crazy right now.
KC2WI, yeah, I went to the hospital with Lou and Connie, and we did the hospital net, and then I stopped. I decided I was going to get an ice cream, which I didn't need, but. And then I wanted to stop at Walmart, and actually what I was thinking about was getting a little thing of grass seed for a couple spots. I'd move the snowmobile. Maybe I'd find some of the, you know, quick-growing seed and feed stuff. And when I got in there, I said, well, I need a few things. And I got out, and it was raining pretty hard when I got out to the car. And I got driving down the road, and I realized, well, I never did get what I went in there, you know, the thing that sort of prompted me to stop, because I was thinking more about food. So at that point, it was raining real hard. I said, I'm not going to turn around and walk back through the parking lot in the rain. Yeah, it's 74 outside. And it's 80 inside, and it's not too terrible in the house, though. It's you know, it could be worse. It was cloudy off and on. But yeah, well, I got out. I can't say I got out of the woods because I really came out last night, camped, and got. That little drizzle this morning, I should have just stayed put. I figured, oh, this is the start of the rain, and I might better get going now before it rains hard, and it really just sort of stopped. I could have just stayed there and slept for a couple, gone back to sleep. But even with that, just that little bit of very light sprinkle in the morning, it was still enough to make me spend half a day, seemed like anyway, drying stuff out, hanging stuff on the line, whatever, my rain fly, and, you know, things got just a little bit damp, and I didn't dare put too much out and leave it out for too long, because it could have rained at any minute. And I went over to the Lions Falls Farmer's Market at lunchtime, had a hamburger at a fireman's lunch there, and debated a little bit, but I went for a swim. That was really nice. And came back and did some more work. And went for another quick swim somewhere along in there. I can't remember. I popped over to the boat launch. And then just before I went in the town, I went over and jumped in, and it made all the difference in the world. Wasn't too uncomfortable. But anyway, hopefully this is going to cool off a little and get drier, and I think it is. I think the temperature is going to go down in the morning and be not so bad tomorrow. I'm not sure about sunny, but I think towards the end of the week it's going to be pretty nice. KC2W.
Okay, pretty good, Pete, and everything there on your day activity or there and last evening. Well, yeah, definitely it was better that we might go last night camping over than tonight, I guess. Anyway, but we were nice and dry here with the trailer here, the camping trailer, so you can do what you want, I guess. But nobody would be out setting on a fire, but that's not good. We'll talk to that tonight. Anyways, okay, very good, Pete. Thanks a lot for checking in. We'll talk to you there. This is N2OIQ. I'm looking for any further check-ins or any comments or any queries for the event. Please call it out.
You forgot me, Dan. N2KBR.
KC2NBU. Go ahead. N2YQ here.
Dan, you had another check-in right behind me.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that, but okay, the other check-in, he's come now, too.
KC2NBU.
KCMBU, Ray. Okay. Okay. The other, Rich, please go ahead now. Thank you.
You're welcome, and hello everybody in the net. I didn't hear all who's in, but I know I heard a few, which I haven't heard in a while. And with what everybody's been saying, I feel like I've been lazy all day because I stayed inside, stayed cool, tried to stay comfortable, but the humidity was still getting in here. It was still getting hard to breathe. And so I did some more unpacking and looked around for all my electronic stuff that I've been playing with and trying to find my chargers for my handheld. And outside of that, I got on the computer, did all my... checked all my email sites, then made lunch. My nurse came in this morning from the VA, and he'd come here and talk about noon. And after that, it was just...
Okay, very good, Rich. Thanks a lot for checking this, Amy. And we'll talk to you all the time there for sure. So, okay, we're going to KC2MBU. Good evening, Ray. How's everything with you this evening?
Good, Dan. We've got
77 degrees still up on the hill here. Good night to turn on the air conditioner. I guess it's not going to cool off by the looks of it. It's not enough. The humidity's way up. So, but we're just about ready to do some paperwork and call it a night. Busy day. Over.
Okay, very good, Rich. Oh yeah, Rich, Ray, your report here this evening. It's been a busy day and stuff, so very good. Well, you have a good night. Sleep tight. Another hard day to know tomorrow too, probably. So. Okay. Thanks for checking in, Ray. This is N2OIQ. Any other check-ins for the net this evening? Or any comments or any queries?
KD2FPM on Echolink for a quick comment to KD2AIT if Jeff is still listening.
Roger. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, I know one of the previous nets we chatted about a pizzeria up your way. My mistake, it's actually in Lions Falls. It was Marino's, I believe, is the name of it. It's in Lions Falls. So if you happen to frequent that one at some point, say hello to my friend Tara there. KD2FPM, back to net.
Okay, will do. KD2AIT, back to net.
Very good. Yeah, Kevin James, yeah, I go over there occasionally myself. You said Sarah, her name is?
Yeah, Tara, she's a friend of mine. She actually grew up down here near Cooperstown, so if you tell her that I said hello, she'll probably have a smile from ear to ear. I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Do that for sure. Well, when we go there, we go there occasionally, once in a while, something different, and, yeah, Kara.
Okay, very good. Can you have a check-in for the net this evening? Any comments or inquiries, go ahead.
KC2UXG.
KC2UXG, good evening, and how was everything with you this evening, Mark?
Oh, we're doing fine down here. I got a chance today to push a lawnmower around. Imagine that. It wasn't humid enough, and, you know, so I know everybody would like to be out pushing their lawnmower around on a day like today, but anyway, I got out there like a fool and, you know, did a lot of sweating. I don't know if I got much accomplished. I think I probably should have waited another day or so. It looks like it's going to cool down, and maybe we'll get rid of some of this humidity. So that's about it from here today. Hopefully better days are coming. So we'll say 73 to everybody out there, and this is KC2UXG. I'll be clear and listening.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Kind of mowing lawn when it's hot and humid. Oh, my gosh. That must have been really warm. Do that, but sometimes things gotta be done, you know. But like I say, you could have waited, but yeah, it's gonna rain overnight, so you could do it tomorrow or until later on today. But lawns will dry out. So okay, very good, Mark. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening, and we'll talk to you again. Any other check-ins or any queries other than that, please call now. Okay, we had a very good night here this evening. 9 check-ins, including myself. So we're in nice night for Tuesday evening. So, okay, that's it from here. And I want to thank everybody for checking in this evening. So with that, this is N2OIQ, not closing the Black and White service net. And turn the repeater to other amateurs.
N2KPR, N2KPR, WA to you.
KPR. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I thought we'd hear Jan more often. Hope you got your batteries and stuff charged. I take it your battery might have died during the transmission. I've told Lenny that he's called you a number of times, and I guess it's just the timing. KC2IXV, Lenny from Cicero, is often called up on the repeater here.
Yep, no, I didn't get a chance to charge the battery. I'm still looking for the charger on it. But no, I haven't heard them, but I have been on at night a few times.
Okay, well, I'll tell them if you're on it like this time of the evening. I'll try to tell him to check into the net. I know he's popped in there a couple times when Kathy's had the net on Friday evenings, but I think he would just enjoy chatting with you. He's got to deal with that Rochester repeater that's... I even hear it over here once in a while, but anyway, that's another. But it's good to hear you on. Hope you get everything all put away and get stuff charged up. And Kathy and I, we usually monitor this frequency along with 2-4, but you know, with the weather and stuff, we've been outside working and getting wood cut up and taking advantage of the weather, mowing the grass and taking care of the garden. The yard's gotten a lot bigger than it was before, so, and we're working on a camp. We want to put a new door in, and we've been... Well, I want to put a deck on the front of it, so, you know, plenty of stuff to do from when we had a quarter acre. Now we've got 33 acres to play with.
Well, you won't run out of firewood for a while.
We were laughing the other day. I said, it's funny. You got the logs. Well, we enjoy it. It's good exercise. I really enjoy it. It's just funny that you spend a lot of time getting it all ready, and then you throw it in there for heat. But it's okay when you see what the oil bills are, what the cost is. It's incredible. And we had a fire out in our fire ring the other day. We had a few couples came over Thursday evening, and we sat around under there. The moon was out, and the stars was beautiful. We had the SiriusXM radio going. We had one of the old stations on, and I kept the fire going from Thursday until, I think it was going actually mid-Sunday. I just kept going out there and throwing logs. I like the smell of the wood smoke. That's close, not too far from the house, maybe 50, 60 feet, but I wanted to touch base with you, at least let you know that Lenny's been looking for you, so try to pass on that I chatted with you on Tuesday evening, and maybe you guys will touch base, you know, in the evening here. If you get some sort of way that you can monitor the repeater throughout the day, maybe he'll give you a call.
Okay, sounds good. I might have had a light finger the last time. Maybe that's why I wasn't pressing the PTT long enough. So sounds great. Thanks a lot, and tell everybody I said hi, and give my best to Kathy, and hopefully I'll be on more often. But for a while there, I was having a lot of problems with being constantly sleepy, and I think I know what it is now. It was my medication that I was taking, because I got off of it for about 3 days, and yesterday I felt fantastic. Got up at 7.
Well, you know, you got an adjustment, a new living environment, new everything, so and the high humidity with the breathing might make you a little bit hot, tired too. As I mentioned earlier, maybe it was on the net, I shut the windows in the morning, get up, you know, everything cools off, and then we run the dehumidifier, and we end up literally with buckets of water out of that, but it makes the air drier in here, so it seems a lot cooler. So, well, we'll chat again. I gave a quick call to Jack to tell him he was looking for you. I guess he got in touch with you. But he had a big storm that just came through down there, and that's why we probably didn't hear him on the net. Actually, I called him while the net was on. So maybe he'll be checking in. Maybe he'll get things hooked back up, but I guess they had quite the storm. So, all right, Rich, well, take care. Good to hear you on. And, you know, the net's on every night at 9 o'clock. So N2KPR, WATU 73, I'll listen for a while, and I'll pass on your regards to Kathy. Thank you.
Okay, 7-3, John. Thanks a bunch. That's KPR.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing from this repeater via Echolink. Thank you very much for use of this repeater with the Echolink system. I will say 7-3, and I am going to be clearing out. KD2FPM is clear.
Somebody calling me and 2KPR.
QP, hello Carol. N2WBX, hello Dennis. N2KPR, hello Rich. N5AOW, hello Bob. Now we had to get something in there besides an N. So here it is, WA2U, hello Jan. Thank you for checking in. And Kathy, say hello to Kathy as well. Looking for any additional station, with or without traffic. Okay, thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3-12, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.
KA2ZNZ, WATO.
Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
Did you see, Dave's obit in the paper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had gotten it before that, actually, through the funeral home.
Okay, we just saw it today. Okay, just wanted to make sure you spotted that Saturday there. Okay. WATU.
Also, last week, I think you knew who he was there. Winnie's husband there, Blue. AC2I, he passed away last week as well. 93, though, in his case. Okay, very good. Catch you later. Okay, A2ZNZ.
Yeah, we got 116 still going. A2KPR.
Rich, I've got to ask just. How do you like it up there in comparison to the other place, WATU?
Well, the other place wasn't bad. It was the antenna restrictions that bothered me the most. But as far as this place goes, I got a lot more to do. And everything is closer in town, and it's easier to get there, and a little more action around here.
The guy that used to own this house lives right in that same complex. You are. I'll have to find out what his apartment is or where. He's about 90 years old. He goes out for a walk every single day. But
where we are is very, very remote. And he fell a couple times, not here in the house, and we're in an area where, you know, you need somebody around or whatever. But anyways, from what I understand, where it's located, there's a lot of stuff that's really close by. So he really, he's readjusted, but he's in that same complex you are. So I'll have to find out where he is exactly. But I don't remember the color of his car, what make it was. But he's a very tall, thin guy. He's 90 years old. He walks every single day.
Okay, I'm guessing he's probably over on the other side, in the newer section.
It could be. I know he was on... It's not one of those places where, you know... Well, you know the deal. Gotta get on that list. But I hope it's more convenient for you. It probably will be in the winter time. Probably, you know, if you had to order something, you could pick up the telephone and so bring it to the door rather than where you lived before.
Oh yeah, I've called Luigi's a couple times and ordered stuff.
Well, you know, we're at the northeast of the Hinkley Reservoir. A lot of times we go up to the hardware store, and I go up to CJ's Logging and get different things, and so I like the little community. Well, I just wanted to see how you liked it, and was more, you know, more comfortable than what you had before.
Yeah, the apartment's about three-quarters the size of the old one, but I'll get used to it.
Well, you can look at it this way. You can say, you can look at it different ways. I can say less to heat and less to cool.
Well, it don't cost me nothing either way, so it doesn't matter to me.
Well, maybe you won't have anybody roasting you out of the place. Remember how how toasty you used to get at other times at your other location.
Day like today without my air conditioner, it would have been up to about 90.
Well, it doesn't matter what kind of health conditions you have when it gets that warm. Good. Well, it's good you're getting everything put away, plugged in, put it where you want to, and so very good. I just wanted to see how you liked it up there. So. Yeah, I've got to call Leon sometime and chat with him. And he walks around. As I said a lot, but at least he's in an area now where there's people around him, and he's got relatives up there. They can come and check on him. And where he live, where we are right now, was kind of a little bit of a stretch. So he's lucky he fell one time out by the mailbox and. You know, and he had trouble with the snow removal and heating and a bunch of things, so. All right, well, maybe we'll chat tomorrow or something, Rich. We have the radio on all the time, just we're not usually, I just happen to be in the East Kitchen here. And where Kathy's sitting right now with a TV, the other end of the house is probably 70 feet from where I am, so. Unless I turn up the radio really loud, we don't hear it in the other end of the house, so. But we're out here. We're glad to chat with you. All right. And to KPR, WA2U. Winding down for the evening.
JC2WI.
Hello, Pete. Yeah, okay. And you have a great evening, and John, and to KPR, 73. 10 to KPR.
Yeah, go ahead, BWATU.
Yeah, the joys of living in the boonies. You know, I'm a little spoiled here. I can run into Lowellville and Walmart's always open. And McDonald's is always open. You know, and we have a selection of stores here. Not like the big city, but, you know, we've got some. But it's an adjustment. You know, you live out further, like in Lake Pleasant. You know, we can run in a speculator and go to Charlie John's with normal daytime hours. And, you know, there's usually some restaurant open. May not be the inexpensive ones, but King of the Frosties is open to, sometimes, depending on the season and all that. And the diner there, the Sunrise Diner, Sunshine Diner, I can't remember which it is, they're pretty good too. Breakfast and lunch until like 1:30. But, you just, do things differently when you can't run to the grocery store in 10 minutes.
Yes, it's called stockpile, that's what we do. Yeah, our nearest place is, the Northway is a couple miles from here, but then if you want to go to get a hamburger and french fries or just do something where you feel like cooking, the nearest place is, if you didn't get it at the Northway, you could go to the Soda Fountain in Remsen. We really enjoy it, but it's nice when you walk out and you can have a nice campfire. We've got a regular 10-inch. We had a custom-made, a 10-inch by, I don't know, 40 inches in diameter. We've got it on like four bricks, and we put logs, and we build the fire ring. We build a fire out there. We put our six folding chairs out there and the cooler out there and sit outside. And, so nice to be able to do that. So, okay, Pete, a little noisy, but I'll say 7-3. Good chatting with you. About to get on earlier for meeting. We'll chat. I'm going to go see what Kathy's up to. You're laughing, so there must be something funny on the TV. Maybe she's watching local news. Who knows? KC2WI, WATU, 7-3.
Yeah, okay, John. Yep, the Northway. All right. Everybody who doesn't live there.